Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, February 19th, 2008. Normally, Brooksine, my wife, is sitting here beside me as we share these messages, but today she had an early appointment. I just spoke to her on the phone, and she's not able to join me today, so you're going to just hear Stephen C. Weber's voice today. Our goal each day is to encourage others with a brief perspective from God's Word shared over this podcast. Today's message is titled, Chapters of Life. The scripture text is from Acts 13, verse 36. It states, "When David had served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep. He was buried with his fathers, and his body decayed." Last night we replaced our aging laptop computer. I consider chapters in my life based on computers, beginning with my very first computer, a used XT286 machine. In fact, I have a photo of a similar type machine up on the website today. Well, I read that the XT was initially priced at $8,000 when it first came out in 1983. That was for the deluxe version with 640 kilobytes of RAM, 10 megabyte hard drive, and a color monitor. Now we are on our 7th desktop and 4th laptop, and the new models are practically light years away in capability. In fact, compared to the 10 megabytes I just quoted, the new laptop I just bought has 160 gigabytes, which is no longer that considered a huge hard drive. And instead of 640 kilobytes of RAM, it has 2 gigabytes of RAM. And I'm not sure how many times that would be, and certainly it has a color monitor. In Michael W. Smith's song, Friends, there's a line that states, "A chapter in your life is through." Well, consider your life's journey as a series of chapters. You can do this in a variety of ways, such as relational, vocational, or geography. For instance, I've had several long chapters based on where I have lived, such as my childhood in the Kansas City area, my college years in Springfield, Missouri, my years of pastoral ministry in St. Mary's, Pennsylvania, and later Taunton, Massachusetts. For the last 7 years, we've lived here in Lancaster County, serving in chaplaincy and developing this internet ministry. As in a book, the chapters of our life are intertwined. I am grateful that there are recipients of this devotional for each chapter in my life. But my family, first grade friend, college friends, people who are in our churches, right up to those whom I have just met recently. If you think about it, you have people like that in your life as well, don't you? I sure hope so. Each chapter in our life is a part of the overall fulfillment of God's purpose. Consider the daily text. In the historical books, we have a lot of information of David. In fact, perhaps apart from Moses, we have more biographical information on David than any other Old Testament person. But the Apostle Paul, preaching in the Jewish synagogue in Pisidian Antioch, makes a simple statement concerning David's life. It's the daily text again. When David had served God's purpose in his own generation. I should say the first part of the daily text, pardon me. Excuse me. God places us all on this earth for a season, a period of time known as our own generation. Like David, all of us, except for the final generation, will eventually fall asleep, die, and our bodies will decay. We can live our life for self or in consecration to God's purpose. Recall the old saying, only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Today, let us, like David, seek to serve God's purpose in our generation. Our prayer is brief today. Normally, Brooksine writes the daily prayers, and she may spend up to an hour or even sometimes more writing those prayers that we are told bless so many. But mine is very brief. Lord, today help me to live my life in a manner that fulfills your purpose. Amen. Well, I'm used to having Brooksine here beside me, and she adds additional color and to the message. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have several pictures up on the site today. A beautiful picture of a rose table arrangement taken by our friend Doris High at a sweetheart banquet last Thursday night. And actually, we're going to a sweetheart banquet tonight with a group of minister friends. We also have some other photos on the site today, including one of an old XT, as I mentioned in the body of the message, very similar to my first computer. I have a photo also of our new computer. Well, I also have some links to some resources, a couple of songs that I believe reinforce the message, and a wonderful article, and actually a portion quoted right on the page by Randy Alcorn. It actually is a book review on a book of his. And that is all on our site today at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message for Tuesday, February 19th, 2008. And once again, it is my desire today that you be encouraged and you stay faithful in your walk with Christ.